Good morning. Today is Thursday, August the 24th. We are with a... Are you breaking things over there?
Well, you were late. I broke stuff. You know, Brian, this is just one of those days.
You know, and we don't have a break in the next... Here, you know what?
No, I got it.
Let's switch spots.
Okay. We're going to play musical chairs.
All
one,
right.
two...
Musical interlude.
Three.
Did you miss me?
Good to see you again.
Mr. May is alongside, and you're in uniform today. What's that all about, buddy?
I like to change it up every once in a while. Keep you on your toes, Brian.
Yeah, fine.
It's going to be one of those shows, huh?
At this point. Let's see. Okay, I kind of got it there. I'll be able to play with it during the break.
Perfect. Send me a bill, Brian.
Yeah. Now, you're here in drag. I imagine it's because you're going to the county fair today.
Started yesterday, my friend.
Yeah.
Started yesterday.
So now this is the best site is ever going to look. So if you're at the county fair.
Which isn't saying much, but.
Well, it is a low bar.
I don't want to put too much out there. Then that's everybody's going to expect something.
That's right.
Right?
Was it great expectations? So what are the goals? Why are you out there at the fair?
I know
it's not the food. Why are you out there?
Well, you know what? My booth is right next to the little mini donut stand, so partially is the food, Brian. But you know, we've got a lot of goals as far as the Highway Patrol. Public relations is one of our biggest. One of our biggest goals and focuses as a department, because we want to make sure that we are getting the public and the communities in which we serve everything that they need. So part of it is just being out there answering questions, taking suggestions from the community. Another big part of it is recruitment. We're out there. You know, there might be some nice young man or woman who's looking for a change in career or something to do, and just sparking a conversation with them for 5 or 10 minutes might get them interested in law enforcement. And I've had plenty of ride-alongs come out of the county fair. People become interested, so we've got a lot of different chances and opportunity to reach out to the community.
Takes a lot of time.
It does take a lot of time.
Obviously, there's some kind of a reference. Does this make sense for having one or two full-time shifts at the fairgrounds? How do you guys determine if it's successful or not? Is it the number of ride-alongs? Is it the number of contacts? Is it just kind of a gut feel?
I think it's just a gut feel. You know, I don't really keep track of how many ride-alongs come out of this or come out of a different event. We know it's successful because while we're there, I mean, I'll contact several hundred people easily, if not more. And most of the interactions are, you know, people are smiling. They're happy to see us there instead of in their rearview mirror behind them. Every once in a while, you'll get somebody to come up who might be disgruntled about a ticket or something that they got, and we'll have some dialogue. And most of the time, I can break something down to them, explain to them why this happened, why you were stopped. And most of the time, not all the time, most of the time, people are fairly pleased with the interaction.
Or at least you're not in a heightened emotional state.
Exactly. And, you know, in my opinion, probably the biggest thing that I try to convey and show to the people is that we're human. I'm human. I'm just like anybody else. I just wear a funny suit and have a job. Yeah, I carry a gun. That's probably the biggest difference.
We hope.
Right. I'm going to keep some of my secrets, Brian.
Yeah, okay. Shh.
Yeah, yeah. But really, just to show that we're people. We're joking around. I like to have a good time with them. And even if we're not talking about law enforcement, we just stand there and have a conversation about whatever, about the eclipse, about the horse races, about, you know, whatever it might be.
How many of the folks that you interact with do you know on a personal basis? I'm thinking kids you've gone through school with that either have lost contact or they know what you're doing.
Right.
And they come up and you're not Cy the cop.
Right.
You're Cy the guy.
A lot. That was my nickname when I was a kid, Cy Guy, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There's one of my secrets. There you go, everybody. You're getting to know me even better now.
These piercing interview questions are just kind of scary, aren't they?
You're grilling me, Brian. Yeah. I'm sweating. You know, every day at the fair, I run into somebody I know. You know, whether it's on a personal basis, like you say, somebody I grew up with. Or, you know what? I've gotten to know a lot of people through the fair. Just throughout the different events, local people that I've met, and I see them every time. And that's fun. They say, hey, you're here again. And we give each other a hard time and chat for a little while. And they grow to become friendships. And that's part of building that trust within the community for our department. And that's really what it's all about.
So then my question to you is, why does the CHP then rotate the their public information officers instead of, okay, you've got these relationships.
Right.
You're coming up on, what, 3 years?
It'll be full-time 2 years in September, full-time.
But with the transitions?
Transition, two and a half years.
Okay. Yeah. So now you've got these established relationships. You know the lay of the land.
Mm-hmm.
And sometime in the next few months, you're going to bring somebody in here and say, hey, this is the new guy.
Maybe. Maybe not. We'll see.
I don't know. Do you have the opportunity to say, this is what I want to do and specialize in public interaction?
Right.
In marketing?
Yeah. A lot of it depends on the area commander. You know, Brett, right now, I think I'm doing a fairly good job with the PR thing.
The fact your desk is out in the parking lot, don't let that one throw you.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I don't pay any attention to that
stuff.
Okay,
good, good.
Yeah. So, you know, if the commander is happy with their PIO, they can continue them for several more years. You know, typically it's a 2 to 3 year assignment, but as of right now, I don't really see any end in sight for me, you know, anytime in the near future. But a lot of times guys, people who might be in this position or any specialized position, I don't want to say they get burned out, but they just, you're doing something for a certain amount of time. It might be time to change it up and do something new. And eventually I will get to that point, not that I won't like doing PR stuff anymore, but to where I just, you know, I've done it. I've had a fun time doing it. I'm ready to move on and learn to do something else. So I think that's a lot of it. Most of the time when people move on and the position changes hands, that's usually what it is.
So it's not me.
Well, I didn't want to say anything, Brian, but this is the last time I'll be here. No, yeah. I'm just kidding. You haven't scared too many of us off yet.
No, I don't even bluff well. Oh boy. I would think that there are certain interesting dilemmas you get in. Say you're driving out there this morning,
mm-hmm.
and you have to pull somebody over because they're speeding.
Yes.
From Fernbridge to Ferndale. So you know where they're headed.
Yes.
Okay. Situation occurs. Now you see them walking by. Yeah. That's got to be intriguing.
It can cause some dynamic. You know, it certainly can. But I think it's all in how you deal with the situation. I try to treat everybody with the utmost respect and dignity, regardless of how I have to write them a ticket or arrest them. And most of the time that works out very well. But, sometimes it hurts people's feelings. It ruins their day, and it might not be the most pleasant of experiences. But we try to make it work.
Hey, you're still Cy the Guy. It's 8:19.
It's not the place they hope to be in spring training, but the San Francisco Giants have the rest of the summer to play, and they'll be bringing their exciting brand of ball to Kika, Thunder Country, 101.5 FM. They've got a lot of games left on the schedule against contending teams, and playing the role of spoiler is a definite possibility. Be tuned in for all the action, all season long. Brought to you on KINS, in part by Angelo's Pizza, Wyckoff's Plumbing, Electrical, and Hardware, and Living Styles Furniture.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:24. Cy, it's real easy to tell that school is back in session throughout the area, other than Brookings and,
right.
You know, and Gold Beach with the fire, they got bumped back. Okay. What does that do for you guys? Is it an extra level of responsibility, extra workload, or is it just, okay, we're going to hang out in this area of town instead of that area of town?
Yeah, I wouldn't even necessarily say it's much more of a workload. We do change our focus during the school year. And especially in the beginning month or two of school, we try to patrol the school zones for during the drop-off and pickup time. So early in the morning, around 8 o'clock in the morning, we like to try to have somebody there. However, we don't have enough officers to cover all the schools in our area, so we try to... We'll be at one school one day, the next day we'll be at Dowse Prairie and McKinleyville, the next day we'll be... here and there, so it changes our focus a little bit.
Apparently Dowse Prairie has a special place in Cy's heart.
It might. It might. It's a good school, I'll say that.
And the students are superior, right?
Sometimes.
Yeah, okay. Hoopah boy has moved to the coast. You just kind of leave it there.
I'm a fog dog now, Brian.
So when the schools are during that time, mm-hmm. are you guys and gals looking for the same things? Are you looking for different things? It seems like it would be different just because the environment is a little bit different.
I mean, we're still looking for the kind of the same things. You know, dangerous driving, which could be people speeding because they're late for work. They got to get their kids to school, so they might be going a little too fast by the school. Distracted driving, again, parents multitasking, taking their kids to school, calling their boss, whatever it might be, so people on their cell phones. We're looking for all the above. Anything that could be a danger to these kids when they're getting dropped off or walking to school, that's what we're looking for. And a big part of it is just being in-view patrol. You know, if you see me sitting there on the corner when you're taking little Johnny to school, now I have to slow down. But you'll do it, you know. So that's a huge part of our job, is just being there.
One thought that I've had, because we've had discussions in the past about visibility, that's the thing that brings people around. That's why you guys are parked on the side of the road, various places,
right,
instead of hiding behind billboards.
Right.
You want the behavior to change, not necessarily the apprehension. So in the school areas, mm-hmm. now I've only seen three different situations this week so far. Cruiser, officer inside. Now, if visibility is the key, why isn't Officer Cy mm-hmm. standing outside, or maybe even helping out at the crosswalk for 5 or 10 minutes?
Right.
The car is there, so people are going to see that and react to it. Now they see the guy there mm-hmm. helping. You know, it's a second impression rather than a solo impression.
I think that's a great idea. And there's nothing saying that we can't do that. And some officers do. If I'm doing a school zone patrol, oftentimes I will get out of my car and go talk to the principal who's standing out front, or the school teachers, and again, start to build that relationship with them. So it does happen. But then there are some officers who might get assigned to that. That's their beat, who would rather sit in their car and wait for a citation or a stop to make. They might feel that if they make a stop, that's going to draw a lot of attention. A lot of those parents are going to see that. And, oh, man, they're not just here. They're making stops. So that might be their philosophy of it.
Could be. If you're doing school duty, is there a potential for you to get pulled off that to respond to something?
Of course.
So maybe that's part of it. I mean, you're not locked down for 15 minutes where you can leave
right. The
rig and go do stuff.
Yeah, that might be one of the beat officer's mentalities. I need to be in my car in case a crash comes out nearby on my beat that I need to respond to. But for now, I'm here. I'm observing what's going on, and I'm making some stops. Unfortunately, we don't have enough officers to work the beat and be able to go out to all the school zones all the time. It's just not practical. It's not going to happen. So what we'll do is we'll have the officer who is responsible for that beat try to cover some of the schools in his beat. And if he has a call during that time, it is what it is. He's got to go to the crash, got to go to the DUI, the stolen vehicle. It's the name of the game. And oftentimes we're pulled away, unfortunately, and we don't get to do as much proactive patrol, community relation type stuff as we would like.
Are most cops people?
Yeah, in my opinion, yes.
So interacting in a non-stressful situation is an attractive, a positive, something you feel comfortable with.
Yes, most definitely. Most of the officers I've worked with I've almost been working in law enforcement for 10 years now. Most of them like people. Most of them are people's people. Now, you know, it depends on what time of the day you catch them and, you know, what's going
circumstances.
On, obviously. Yeah. But most of the time, we all enjoy engaging with people, and especially when it comes to schools and kids. We all care about it.
That's why I would think it would be tough to sit inside a rig instead of being outside
right. And
saying hi, even if it's
right.
just the kids walking past.
Yeah.
Hi, how you doing? You guys ready for school today?
Yeah, that's the way I like to do it, and the majority of the officers do, and a lot of us carry our little badge stickers in our pocket, so when we run into kids anytime, you know, maybe at a crash or going to coffee or something, we'll give those kids a sticker and say, hi, you know, have a great day, good to see you. So the majority of us are people.
Looking for opportunities
for
and
that.
And those are the golden moments. I mean, that could change somebody's opinion of law enforcement like that. When maybe they've had some run-ins in the past, but then you're at coffee and you see an officer who makes eye contact with you and just says, hey, how's your day? How's your kid doing? That could go a long way.
Here's some hot chocolate.
Yeah. Yeah. Here's a donut.
You don't have those in your pocket too, do you?
Well, sometimes.
Yeah,
depends.
Okay. Yeah. Here's some white powdered sugar.
Yeah.
Knock your socks off, kid.
Yeah, right.
KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:30.
We do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with CHP.
Ooh. Sounds official.
Yeah, I know. Well, okay.
We know
you
it's not.
You got the badge, dude. California Highway Patrol, public information officer and all-around good guy because he says so, si me.
Are you going to take my word for it?
So far.
So far. All right.
Remember, you got the gun. I don't. Talk Shop presented by CDH Painting and Redeck. Even shows like this. So at this time of the year with the fires going on up north, fires going on to the east, fires going on northeast, south of us, how does that complicate your life?
Well, we're used to it. It's obviously, it's been every year, every summer since I can remember. It brings in, obviously, visual hazards with the additional smoke. Brings in different traffic patterns because of maybe roadways that are closed, people trying to get around the fires. So it can definitely change that dynamic quite a bit. And, you know, oftentimes we get a lot of people calling our office or our dispatch asking, hey, is this route safe? Can we go 299? Are the fires too close? So it does bring an increase in workload for us, but we're used to it. So it's not really an increase or something that we are not anticipating.
What about the emotional pitch of folks from those areas, whether they're leaving or going in or not able to get in or you know, the fear and concern of the unknown?
Definitely, that's a huge part of it. When we're having to help with evacuations or shutting roadways down and people aren't able to get to their house or this and that, it could be emotional and very scary for them. But, you know, if it's a hard closure, it's a hard closure. I'm sorry, you can't get in, and I apologize. This is for your own good. We're trying to keep you safe. If they then go to tell us, hey, there's somebody at my house, then we're going to bring, you know, the troops and we're going to go get them.
Is it all that different from having a crime scene and restricted access in that scenario?
Yeah, in ways. If it's a crime scene, we're going to set up several perimeters. If it's a shooting or what have you, we're going to have a scribe who keeps track of what personnel come in and out of the crime scene. So for a crime scene, it is much more detailed than basically shutting a roadway down for any sort of hazard, a fire, rock slide, anything like that. So yeah, crime scene is another animal in and of itself.
So the fact that detoured or limited access is about the only thing that's in common.
Yeah, pretty much just the actual closing of the area. Other than that, a crime scene is a monster that just everybody comes in from all over the place, depending on what it is. You can have multiple agencies come in. We can have people from our Reading office division coming over to help. I mean, I could talk about that all day long and probably bore everybody to death with all the little minute details that could go on in a big investigation.
What's the biggest challenge you have with the fires right now?
right now, this year, we haven't seen too terribly much here locally out on the coast. Most of it is surrounding us. Again, it's kind of the stuff I already touched on. Just people coming through, diverting, asking questions, is it safe? That's pretty much it this year. I'll tell you what, we did have an increase in traffic because of the eclipse. I was very surprised at the increase of traffic flow that happened over the weekend. It didn't necessarily cause us too much headache or much more of a workload, but we had a couple more crashes, you know, a few more stops here and there, but most of the people are traveling through, so it was surprising.
Yeah, the poundage.
Yeah.
Is kind of what we were with the situation up in Brookings. We were up there, I think, 3 or 4 times in the last week.
Really?
So just back and forth. Well, you know, when the fire's 2 miles from town.
Yeah, right.
Things get a little exciting. And the particulate matter.
Right.
I was surprised. And I suppose you guys are seeing it on 96.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's within the jurisdiction rather than outside.
Right.
But the inversion layer, when that hits, and the particulate matter settling out, it really, there's a lot more to it than just kind of hearing somebody go wah, wah, wah on a newscast.
Right.
When you're in the middle of it all.
And you see that ash come out, you smell the smoke, definitely.
And the glow and just everything. It was uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Disturbing
was
the word that I take away from it every time.
Right.
Just disturbing how things are so different.
Yes. How are things up north as far as Brookings?
Right. Better today.
You know,
and hopefully the Chetco doesn't come in today. I don't know.
Day to day.
Winston's been talking about it with the fog layer.
Right.
On the coast. But it was at a point with the fog and the smoke, they couldn't drop anything on it because they couldn't see.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that could definitely.
You couldn't see where the fire was.
Right.
It was that goofy. But I'm sure Orleans is comparable.
It can be. It's not quite as bad with some, you know,
not as much fog
of course, that burns off. But yeah, they have issues in days where it's so windy and smoky where they can't really do a whole lot. And you know, Forest Service, that's their specialty. They'll decide to let something burn up a certain hill or ridgeline if it's not.
That was the problem with this one. They employed that method.
Well,
when it does 50,000 acres in a day.
Yeah, that is
towards town.
Kind of scary.
There'll be some discussions following, I think, is the general word on the street.
Right, I'm glad that I won't be involved in those discussions.
Who knows? Yeah. You know, maybe the Oregon State Police need a little help, and they're going to call on their guy from Arcata to help them out.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Take you from the fair. KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:42. We'll be back with more from Cy.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:46. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Siame. September, hunting season, all that kind of stuff. Any challenges for you guys as new people are out in the woods? Obviously, we've also got the old harvest season and those issues also.
Right.
But you mentioned, Si, in the last segment about the eclipse folks. Mm-hmm. New people into the area.
Yeah.
Increase. Kind of happens during fall, too. Any concerns for this fall that are different from past years?
My only concern is getting out there and shooting a buck, Brian.
It's not a dollar bill.
No. There's not anything in particular that's different this fall than any other fall. We expect harvest season to come around, and so there's going to be an influx of people coming into the area. Also, you know, hunters, they really don't cause us too much problems. Every once in a while, a hunter will have a little too much to drink when he's out in the woods and getting back in his truck and crash, and then we got to deal with it. Other than that, we'll stop him every once in a while. Most of the hunters are real laid back, easygoing people. We know what they're doing. They know the protocol. So for us with hunters, that's no big deal.
What about with the road construction that's going on in the area? That's
yes.
not quite as predictable. That's not quite as routine.
Right.
Are you guys having challenges with some of the stuff like around the lagoons and some of these other areas down south also with the slides? 299's got its 36 is playing.
Yeah.
There's a lot of road work going on this time of the year, too.
Yeah, Caltrans is trying to ramp up and get everything done or as much as they can before the rains hit. So this time of year, they're working hard. We've got that 36 hard closure that it has changed the dynamic quite a bit. They're closed from, what, 8 to noon, and then they're open for an hour. Then they close back down. So Trinity County CHP is helping respond to calls on the other side of that closure. So, you know, we're such a big agency. We have the funds and the ability to adapt and to work together to change and make sure that the jobs get done and that there's adequate coverage. So that's lucky for us. But we make do with what we got. I mean, we had a crash this morning in the middle of that hard closure, and we go in there and supposedly they're not supposed to let anybody in, but hey, we're the highway patrol, baby. We get stuff done, right? So we go in and we just explain to them, there's a crash inside. We got to go get it. And they work with us. And so, you know, to us, it's everyday stuff. You know, you ask if the closures really change much for us. Not really, because we're used to dealing with it. You know, we're used to dealing with the influx of drivers coming in for holidays and this and that. We're used to the new school year coming around. It's 1 year comes in, we deal with the changes in the weather and the changes in the year, and we do our job most of the time with a smile, and then the fair comes around, and that's when the real fun starts.
I flashed you. I mean, the line that you used, I know you're too young to remember Kojak.
I know the name, Brian, but okay, you're dating yourself. Yeah.
Baby. just give me the facts here, but we're the CHP, baby. I mean, that was the only thing you're missing is the Tootsie Pop. But you know what? I bet you cotton candy is going to replace it soon enough.
Yes.
See, we're going to upgrade you from donut to cotton candy.
I don't know. Donuts.
Churros?
Churros, I can get down with some churros, okay. Brian. Okay. That can make me happy.
Yeah, look for your favorite CHP guy at the concession stands at the fair later today. Thanks for coming by, Si. See everybody tomorrow.